to me, it would be the upper torso.
Okay, what about either chest or breast?
They referred to him. He's got a pain in his breast. Years ago, they never referred to a man being to a man's chest. I think that was a good-sized boy before I ever heard that a man had a chest, or a woman or anything else had a chest. It was all breast. But then I learned later what the difference between the chest and the breast.
Well, a lot of people still talk about
it. A lot of people still refer to chest pains as breast pains.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to do that, surely.
Okay, and what do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft that you use on a lake with oars?
Boat. Rowboat.
Okay. If it has a pointed bow, do you call it anything different?
Not that I know of. It's just, they make them with a point and dish down like that to where the point of the boat won't be any water pressure against the front part of the boat. The front of the boat is maybe just above the water, especially if they no more than two people in a small boat and one sitting at the back and one about middle of the boat. Then the front part of the boat, that sharp part, is actually maybe 3 or 4 inches clear of the water.
No special name for it, like Piro or Beto or?
Well, a lot of people call just an ordinary boat like that you use out on a lake or a small stream like a Hoopoe River. They refer to as boat, bateau, rowboat.
Okay.
Hardly anybody would know what the correct term would be, though, because there's not that much
knowledge
of boats around here.
Now, maybe if I had a boat out on if there was a large lake here and I had a boat and somebody come in and it was just